Yes, indeed. Good morning. We are both anxiously awaiting your home improvement questions, either by telephone. You can call it in or send a text if that's easier. Same number, 651-461-9226. I'll give that to you again, 651-461-9226 for your home improvement questions for Andy Linus. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Denny.
How
beautiful
are you?
Day today,
it,
huh?
You know, yeah, it's above zero.
We got to take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Well,
and looking into the forecast here, we're going to be shorts weather by about Tuesday.
I bet you some of your crew guys will probably be, what, Tuesday, 40, 41 degrees. I bet you somebody does come up. Well, maybe not. But somebody will be in shorts for sure.
Well, if you spend any time out on the town on Tuesday, you're going to find somebody in shorts. I would
be
willing to bet. And you go down to Florida and it hits 40 degrees, and they're looking to turn their heat on for the first time ever in 2 years.
And they're wearing parkas.
And wearing parkas. My dad was complaining he couldn't figure out how to turn the heat on in Florida. And I said, it's zero here, Dad. It's 35 there. You're going to be okay.
You'll make it. All right. Yeah, it's a plus for not only, you know, the crews that you send out working, but the customers as well, the clients get some things done. We're already getting some text messages. I got one earlier, and maybe we could talk about this for a few minutes. Listeners want to know, or this listener does anyway, do you, meaning Lindis or Andy, have any tips on finding a contractor? I know you get that from time to time. Any thoughts on that? We've talked about it, but not for a while.
You know, it's getting to be a little bit trickier of a business. You know, obviously it's really easy to look for reviews online, but it's going to take some time. And this is the part that people don't like. You're going to have to meet with a couple of people, and then I would take the time to talk to some of those contractors' customers and ask them things like, did they start on time? Did they clean up after themselves? Was the job done right the first time that they did it? How do they handle service work? Things like that. And you do your due diligence up front. It's going to take you some time. You know, in my eyes, the picking a right contractor and choosing the contractor, that process might take you 10 to 15 hours of time. But if you do that up front and take your time, you're going to be so much better off on the back end. The horror stories I hear are people that are, you know, not meeting with contractors, doing stuff over the phone. It's knee-jerk. It's somebody that knocked on their door. You know, but the people that take their time and do the due diligence up front, follow up with the customers that have had work done by these contractors, no matter what this work is, and ask the right questions, you're usually going to be okay.
You brought up the word patience. I think that's really important, too. Now, for those that maybe haven't had any work done and they think, well, we're going to stay in the house now. Maybe we need new windows or new roofing or new siding, whatever the case is, maybe gutters, and they want to do some research on contractors getting bids. How do you avoid sticker shock? Because if these people haven't had work done in quite a while, things have changed. Things cost more. What would you do? A little more research before you hear a figure and go, what do you mean it's going to cost that much? Because things have changed over the years.
They have. And pricing has gone up pretty significantly in the last 5 years. Most things are, you know, 15 to 25% more than they were 5 years ago for when you're talking about windows, doors, decking, you know, basically anything for the home, it seems has gone up. But there are resources that you can use online. If you look for the average cost of a roof or average cost of a house, it gets you close. Professional and Modern Magazine, I believe, is the group that comes up with a thing every year that kind of gives you what a luxury bathroom would cost, what a mid-range bathroom would cost, and it gives you some ideas on what your ROI is going to be. But when you start to meet with contractors, just remember, you don't have to do anything now. You know, and most of these meetings that you take with contractors, they're going to be free. And when you meet with us, we might be giving you five, six different prices and on different projects, and there is no obligation whatsoever. We're going to be able to show you what it costs to do one window, what it costs to do 50 windows, and we have financing options along the way if you really are having a hard time coming up with all that money. Because sometimes, Denny, you know, you would get a $30,000, $40,000 project that kind of surprises you. It's not like everyone has that money just sitting around. So we have a lot of different banks and manufacturers that we've worked with over the years that we can offer some pretty good payment plans as well.
Not only just Linda's Construction, but when it comes to references, are there red flags? I mean, certainly Linda's, any kind of reference you want, you'll bring them. I mean, you should always check out references, right?
Always. And I would encourage that you make sure that you talk with them. And I can tell you this, if you want to go look at a project, my guys will pull up, you know, we have, it's got to be close to 90,000 customers now in the Twin Cities.
Wow.
So, and our computer system, the way our software works, my guys have the ability to show you any one of those projects. And here's the cool thing, Denny, with the warranties that we have and the customers that we have, knowing that, you know, everything that we do has a lifetime workmanship warranty, we don't have to be worried about showing you anything. So usually these are your neighbors. We can go down within a couple blocks of your house and look at a Linda's project and talk to those customers typically. I think that, and if you have neighbors, we can go down within a couple blocks of your house and look at a Linda's project and talk to those customers typically. I think that, and if you have the ability to just go and maybe, you know, sometimes you're looking at projects that are, you know, $75,000, $100,000, $125,000, Denny. You're going to be spending that much money. I wouldn't be afraid to ask to talk to a customer that's mid-project on a project similar to that.
That's,
you know,
a good point.
I would be happy to have you talk to our people, because I can tell you this, when our people are working on projects, the customers love them, and they love them that they're there, and that's a rarity in our business. Usually you're trying to get these people out of your house and get it done, but our people are a pleasure to work with. I get that every day when I go to work, and every job site I'm on, they're having fun and they really enjoy working with the customers. So I would encourage you, if you can talk to somebody mid-project, go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point. Very valid point. I'll tell you what, let's do this. I'm getting a signal here. We need to take a break. But if you have any kind of a home improvement question, you can do either or both for that matter. If you want to call it in to Andy, or if you want to send Andy a text, it's just one number to remember to for either the phone call or the text, 651-461-9226 for your home improvement question, whatever the case may be, 651-461-9226. Let's see, we've moved up to, a 6 above now, and the Twin Cities are still a bit of a wind chill at a minus 12, but we should see highs here in the Twin Cities near 23 today, what Andy and I talked a bit about a moment ago. Tuesday, we could get up to near 41. Stay with us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Nine 20 on a Saturday. We're in the midst of our home improvement show. We are around every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour, thanks to our good friends at Linda's Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindus answering your home improvement questions today, as usual, by phone or by text. And again, it's the same number, 651-461-9226. All right, let's grab a text here, and we'll get some phone calls in to you as well. Where would you spend the money, this texter says, Andy? Spray foam the attic or replace bad windows? With spray foaming the attic, does a person blow in insulation on top of the foam, or is the foam sufficient by itself? Thank you in advance for your help. A couple of good questions there.
Yes, and it really would depend on what we're finding in your house. Typically, the spray foam is going to be a better ROI than the window job will be. Now, I don't know how bad a shape your existing windows are. We have some testing that we can do in your house and kind of walk you down that path. When it comes to the spray foam, you can get to the desired R value that you want with enough spray foam. It's going to take a couple of layers, but it's going to be marketably more expensive than the way I would do it. And the way I would do it is I would put down 2.5 inches to 3 inches of spray foam in the attic after we take out all of the existing insulation. Then I would blow in cellulose over the top of that to get to the desired R value, which for us is an R60. When you do that, you change a lot in the house, how the air is going to move. You're sealing up the entire attic. You're out of all of the projects that we can do, the return on the investment, especially knowing what that's one thing that hasn't gone up crazily in price for us. It's insulating people's homes. And when you see what propane and natural gas has gone and electricity has gone over the last 6 months and where it's going, where it's being predicted to go, what it's going to be costing us to heat our houses this year, the return on investment on insulating your attic and using spray foam and doing attic air sealing it's becoming something that I think might pay itself back in 3 years. That's out of all the things in home improvements, 3 to 5 year payback on just savings on energy costs is a pretty awesome thing. That's something that we haven't experienced in a while.
And not only for efficiency, but let's not forget comfort. I mean, that makes
correct.
That's yeah, big time.
It, all right. That should be the main reason why you're doing it on all things home improvements. The ROIs on energy, it's going to fluctuate. But, yeah, the comfort level, Denny, what we did to your home. Oh. It makes a giant difference. And think of what it saves on your furnace. It's not unusual for us to cut down on how many times the furnace has to change out the air in the house by 25-30%. So just think of that you're adding 25-30% to the life of your furnace.
And with heating costs, we talked about it earlier, with heating costs these days, I looked at my last bill, and I bet maybe I'm not quite half, but even with the increased cost, I'm talking personally now for my house, it's still so much better than it was even several years ago. I can't believe it. So it does. If you're going to stay in the house, get it done.
Yeah, and the nice part is that whole heat map analysis where we walk through and look at your windows, look at your attic, that's a free thing for us. The infrared imaging, we're going to come up with a...
I think we lost Andy. We will recall him in just a moment. But while we're resetting up, redialing, or whatever the case may be. Here is our phone number, 651-461-9226. Again, 651-461-9226. Yeah. Well, wait, Andy, for some reason, Andy just kind of dropped out here. But hang in there. We'll get him back. You're on 830 WCCO. Don't go away. Okay. Good morning. Welcome back to our home improvement show. Denny Long here along with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, call it in or text it in. Just one number to remember for either a phone call or text, 651-461-9226. All right, Andy, we've got a bunch of text messages. Let's see if we can help these folks out. Here's one that says, I have a manufactured home up north that I purchased about 12 years ago and have noticed several cracks in the ceiling over the last year or two. Is this common? And how do I fix about 12 years ago and have noticed several cracks in the ceiling over the last year or two? Is this common? And how do I fix them? I don't know about how common, but how would you think a repair would go with that?
Well, if you can figure out why the house is moving or why it's cracking and address that first, that'd be a smart thing. But when it comes to fixing the cracks in the ceiling, unfortunately, outside of redoing the mud and tape, there's not a lot of options for you. And if you don't address why the cracks have formed, and maybe it's just that it's a bad material that was used, it might not be the house moving at all. It could be a moisture issue or that it dried out. I'm not sure. I'd have to look at it to be able to tell you what's going on there. But if you don't address that issue, your chances are those cracks are going to come back.
Wanted to ask you, I read, and I can't remember where I read it. It was just this past week. It was either in one of my magazines or somewhere. Maybe it was online. Somebody was bragging they really love, some homeowner, that is, about their Marvin windows. In fact, they were specific to mention Infinity by those Marvin windows that that you and I talk about from time to time. And I can't remember exactly what they said, but they loved them. I want to ask you, what is so good about those Marvin Infinity windows?
Well, they're just as durable as a window is made, and they're made for the northern climate. And what I mean by that is that they in the summertime, they're going to reflect all the heat, but in the wintertime, you do get some solar heat gain with the glass pack that we've chose to have installed in our Infinity windows. And couple that with the way my installers are and the trim work that my people do, it really is as good of a project as you can get. Now, I have that room on my shed that we built. It's our workout room, and I ordered the Infinity windows in the biggest size they could possibly make, Denny. And the reason why I did that is that's when windows really start to fail. The bigger the window is, the easier it's going to fail. And I ordered sliders because sliders notoriously leak air. The cool thing about the Infinity window is our sliders' air infiltration rating and our casement air infiltration rating are the same. Neither one of them leak air. So whether you're adding a blower door to the house and doing the pressure, you're going to have a hard time getting our windows to leak air. But in this room, the one wall is about 36 feet long, and it's got three windows. It's almost all window. That thermostat on, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, was set at 75. I went in there. It was 77 degrees. It was below zero that morning. It was 9:30 in the morning, but I get good sun in that area from 8:30 to about 10:30 every day. And the solar heat gain I get from it means that it's actually warmer than what my thermostat is set in it, and it's zero out. And you'd be hard pressed to find a window that can perform like that one can. And they're 8 feet long, Denny.
Wow.
So, I mean, I don't know what else I can say about those windows. They're as good as it gets.
I should say. All right, 651-461-9226. I'm looking at text messages here. Here's one that says, I have an 80-year-old house with a detached garage. Some cracks in the garage floor. It's concrete. Seems to be getting worse. What advice for replacing a garage floor and avoiding cracking in the future? Should we get one with a coating on it? Other ways to prevent future cracking? I have not started the process of talking with a garage floor company as yet. Well, I don't know. I guess on my part, it's an 80-year-old house. I would, if I really wanted to spruce it up, I'd probably have that floor jackhammered out and start all over.
Yeah. If it can be saved you can put a coating over the top of it, a garage floor guy is going to tell you that. Because I can tell you this, the last thing a garage floor coating guy wants to do is put his coating over something that's going to fall apart.
That's right.
So if the floor can be saved, they're going to let you know that. And there's some tricks to the trade that they have, too, to reinforce, bad areas and to make sure that once they put the coatings on, things are going to go good. And I was talking with a guy last night from Blackhawk Garage Door, and their polyurea floors have very little service on them. So if you're looking for to get somebody that's an expert in garage floors out, I would look up Blackhawk Garage online and get one of their floor experts out and go from there.
No, I think you brought up a good point, because anybody worth their salt, a company that does that surfacing, will tell you, if it's in bad shape, it's not going to hold up. It probably wouldn't last a year, if it's really that bad.
Guys warranty their work. The last thing, no one makes money when you have to go back to a project and fix it. So the guys, like you said, the guys worth their salt. They do everything on the front end to make sure that they're not dealing with that.
Absolutely. 651-461-9226. That's our phone number. It's also our text number. As usual, we're talking home improvement with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. I want to mention that, before we run out of time, that you're offering Lindis is it 75% off labor? I think I'm correct on that.
It is. 75% off labor on the installation of GAF asphalt roofing, leaf guard gutters, and Infinity windows by Marvin. And, Denny, we probably should mention that we are at the U.S. Bank Stadium home show this weekend. So if you want to see what all of those products are and in person, I can tell you, from what I understand, there's not a lot of people there. So if you want to take your time and pretty much have U.S. Bank Stadium to yourself, head on down. The home show is happening.
You know, I was there, and that's a fun place to be if you have never seen that stadium. And this is great, if you know, as far as home improvement things. And if you said it's not crowded today, and it's just fun to be there, see a lot of room to see a lot of good things. So I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, that's happening this weekend.
Yeah, it's the only time they ever let me walk around on the field. So it's for home improvements. It was never for anything athletic I've ever done. I can tell you that much.
Welcome to the club. There's a text that says, we have a basement bathroom roughed in and are wondering how best to soundproof it when finishing it. What do you think about soundproofing when they complete that basement that's roughed in now, or that bathroom?
You know, if you're truly are worried about it, you can insulate interior walls for soundproofing reasons. I don't know if you would go all the way to spray foam, maybe dense pack it. Follow the directions, make sure you're doing it right, because you're talking about a bathroom. You don't want to create any moisture issues in the wall either. And make sure that your door is cut right. I for whatever reason, when I see do-it-yourself projects done, I'll see reveals anywhere from half an inch to 2.5 inches on the bottom of the door. That's a lot of airspace that sound can move in and out from. So if you're worried about that, maybe make sure that you're fitting your door properly and look at the insulation options for the interior walls there, and should be okay.
You know, we talk about foam insulation a lot on this show, which I dearly love. And we had a text real early this morning, so I should alert our listeners. If you send something that's, you know, hours old, sometimes it trips over in the pages and we don't get to see it because it's, you know, it's past, it's gone. But it was about, as I recall, putting foam insulation in wall cavities in an existing structure. And I know you've addressed that question before. But what is there a rule of thumb? Do it, don't do it? I mean, if somebody already has a home with maybe fiberglass bats in it, I mean, is foam a good idea, I guess? Don't do it, you're saying.
As a rule of thumb, I'm in the don't do it category. Can it be done and done well? Possibly. But I have yet to witness it. The infrared imaging and the removal of walls of walls that have had this done that I've seen have left a lot to be desired. There's cracking in the foam. There's voids that have happened. There's mold issues that happen. It's just, if you're looking at re-insulating a wall, the interior wall or the exterior sheathing should come off to do it the proper way. And remember, there's electrical stuff in there. There's a whole bunch of stuff going inside your walls that, if you're really truly worried about that, that's the way to do it. But there's other things to address typically that are going to be a bigger return on your investment. And think of it this way too, Denny, when you're doing siding, we could ask this question a lot, like, why don't we remove the wall and the sheathing and then insulate it? We could, but if there's already fiberglass batting in there, which there typically is, when we add our house wrap to the outside of the wall, our Insultex house wrap, remember, this is a 1 millimeter thick house wrap that adds an R6 insulation. And we're really excited about it. It's going to be a big year for the Insultex folks in 2022. We've used it for now 9 years.
Has it really been that long?
And wow. Yeah, hundreds of customers that we've done it on, and we know the results from it. It's just it's an awesome, awesome product. And so when you're adding an R6 to the exterior of the wall, and then you're sealing everything up with the air leak, that makes a giant difference. So there's usually better options than trying to spray foam blindly in a wall.
Let's back up a little bit. I'm thinking about newer listeners, or maybe listeners that had not listened to the show when we initially were talking about that Insultec, that insulation, that wrap. Explain what that is and how good it is and how thin it is.
So it's an insulation and a house wrap all in one. The science behind the Insultex product and why it can be an R6 at 1 millimeter thick is that through the curing process, it becomes an evacuated cell. So it has to, the energy transfer has to go through a tortuous path. So no matter how much you compress the Insultex products, those cells never burst. There is a propane that comes off of the Insultex, and this is one of the things that I'm really excited about for Insultex is they're moving their manufacturing to the United States. Well, as the propane comes off of the Insultex as it cures, we have to install furnaces to burn off that propane, and that's happening as we speak, and it's all going to be manufactured right here in the U.S. now, so we don't have to worry about shipping containers getting held up anywhere. So the availability and the fact that it's made in the U.S. and the fact that it's 1 millimeter thick in an R6, it's just got a lot of things going for it. Couple that with that certain competitors' lobby department brought on what I called frivolous lawsuits, being that there were zero consumer complaints to the Federal Trade Commission. And then they tried to appeal it, and they lost all of that. And our expert witness was the one that was deemed to be the correct one, and they actually threw the other one out because it turned out he worked for a competitor. And it was a neat process. It was the U.S. judicial system is slow, but I felt very, very happy that to live where we live, to see the processes that we have available to us, to see a guy like Joe and his company do well. But and we stood behind him the entire time. Never once did we stop using it because me, my brothers, my father, we all have it on our own homes, Denny, and we recommended it to friends and family. We know what it works, that it works, and we believed in the science. And we're really excited about the future of that. And I think this is the best house wrap on the market, bar none. It gives you the ability to have an R21 wall with 2x4 construction. There isn't a single insulation that does it like this. It really is the best one out there.
It kind of reminds me of an old expression, cream still rises to the top. So that's good to hear. That's good news. I want to grab a text here, and I know we'll have to break shortly, but it says, I have a big metal pole barn in Scandia. They have chickens in there, a couple of donkeys. Could you have a way to insulate this pole barn? The chickens love to eat the pink styrofoam-looking stuff. They have heat lights, et cetera, pretty big bills. So the electricity usage is huge. Would it be so nice it could be warmer and safer? So I guess the question is, how can you or can you insulate a big metal pole barn?
Yes, you can insulate those type pole barns, but you're going to want to meet with a professional and talk about the heating source, the ventilation, what's happening in there. Denny, next time Luke panics on, you're going to have to have him tell his chicken coop story. You know, Luke was a city boy. You know, he's a Forest Lake fella. He's our best deck designer in the Twin Cities. The guy is designed and installed more decks than almost any person that I know. But as good as he gets. But he's a city boy. He moves to the farm, wants to do a chicken coop, and I'm going to let him finish the rest of the story. There was a heat lamp and a small fire, I believe, because he was trying to keep his chickens warm. And I won't do the story justice. This is it's one of Luke's best stories. And a long story short, chickens don't whether you try to save the chickens or not, they're going to want to run back to the coop wherever you put them. So you want to be upfront when you're figuring out how you're going to heat that space, what you're going to use, and make sure that nothing bad can happen. The last thing you want to do is worry about carbon monoxide or fires or anything like that. So I would do a professional. So often our outbuildings, we think we can just get away with doing things haphazard or anything like that. Just to make them a little bit better. But sometimes the unintended consequences lead to disastrous things.
Well, when next time Luke is on, by the way, Luke is on from time to time, and we talk decks, of course, decks and decking with Luke. We'll have him expand on that story. Speaking of decks, what if listeners want to get a new deck this coming spring, summer, and fall? Can they do that with Lindus?
For sure. And our designers you're able to meet with them right now and plan that. But I do know we have some openings yet for late this spring for deck installs. So if you're looking at getting a deck installed, I would highly encourage you to meet with the fellas right now. And we have some pretty cool deals on some materials out there, and a new material that we're really excited about as well. We're still dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's on some of that stuff, Denny, but I'm telling you, when it comes to decking material and the railing options and the lighting options and the outdoor kitchen options that our guys have available to them today, it's more the options for a customer to choose, there's a lot more of them. And you know, that's kind of rare to say in the home improvement world right now. Everything has shrunk. Like the amount of colors available, the amount of materials available, everything that we've been showing customers over the years seems like it's been shrunk in half. When it comes to decking and what our people are able to do with decking, that's not the case. A lot of money's been poured into outdoor living. So there's some cool things out there available, and you can really design an awesome space nowadays.
We'll, as you know, Andy, we'll do a show coming up, I know, on decking, as we always like to do from time to time. So stay tuned for that. A quick break is in store, and let me give you our phone number. It's also our text number, 651-461-9226. We have more questions to field here on a home improvement show. Here on News Talk 830, this is WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to your home improvement show, brought to us every week by Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindus answering your questions as usual this morning. And I want to give a brand new number, if I may, Andy, because for folks that maybe want to get a new deck, or maybe those windows we talked about, or what siding, whatever the case may be, 844-9-LINDUS, L-I-N-D-U-S, of course, 844-9-LINDUS. We're going to be giving that number from time to time here for you to get in touch with those good folks at Lindus Construction. Andy, I know our time is limited here, but we've got texters I want to help out. And here's what I think is a good question. When building a new home, texter says, when is the best time to install gutters?
But you know what? That is a good question. I would make sure that your gutter person and the roofer are coordinating, and I would want to put those on sooner than later. Just remember, especially in the springtime here, and if you're talking about new construction, all that landscaping can get washed out. So the sooner you can get your gutters on and put the downspouts where they're going to be, one, when you're able to design the landscaping to deal with all the water management issues that you could have, or where the gutters are going to bring the water to, you're going to take down on the erosion and the splash back up on your brand new siding. So as soon as the soffit area and the roof area is done, I wouldn't be afraid to install the gutters. You might want to wait on the siding to finishing off all the downspouts, but I would sooner than later would be my advice.
But more advice would be get the leaf guard gutter system. I mean, if you're going to have a new home built, you got to have the best, in my opinion. That really is. And I love the size of those downspouts. That system, the leaf guard gutter system, can handle huge amounts of rain. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and we can go a pretty long distance to one downspout. And we're going to design it to make sure the water's getting away from the house, too. And we have lots of homes that are, you know, 1, 2, 3 years old that had, you know, ordinary open gutters installed, and they didn't think about having to clean them out every so often, and they have us come out and take off, you know, gutters that are, you know, 1 or 2 years old and put on leaf guards. So might as well do it up front.
Absolutely. You'll love them. This texter says, is it worth it to put drywall in a detached garage? Only the ceiling and interior wall right now have drywall. What do you think?
Depending on what you're trying to do to finish that area off, for me, the interior of a garage, there's better materials to use than drywall, whether it's some of the slate board that's available out there, some of the wood products that are available out there. But I try to stay away from drywall in those types of areas, from moisture control and just from the durability standpoint. And if you're talking about a garage, There's my one whole wall is built on the store wall system, which is made in Grafton, Wisconsin, and a variety of shelving, tool holders. You dream it. There's an option for that wall system that you can install on there to make organizing your shed a little bit easier.
All right, we have a minute or two to go here, Andy. A listener has popcorn ceilings in their 1976 built home. Are there people who remove it, and how do they work around the furniture? Well, they do.
Usually they're going to be moving the furniture and, yeah, and covering it up. There are finishers that will remove it and painters that remove it. And for me, I'm going to maybe look at installing wood over the top of it because I just think it's a much better look and it's an easier project and a little bit. It's not as dusty as it is as removing the entire popcorn ceiling. So that's me, Denny.
It is a messy process, I'll tell you. Really messy. A texter wants
I
to know.
I have a popcorn ceiling with sparkles in it.
Oh, yes. You just need a disco ball.
Yes. That was the thing. You didn't have sparkles in your ceiling in the early 90s. You weren't a good remodeler.
You weren't a hip person. All right. A listener also wants to have Linda's come in and consult about insulation. And they want that number, that new number. And as we head out of here, I'll give that new number. It's 8449-LINDUS, 8449-LINDUS. Keep that in mind. We'll remind you of that from time to time. 8449-LINDUS. Andy, have a good week. Going to be warmer. Wear those shorts, and we'll check in with you next Saturday, if you will.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks, Andy. We will.
You betcha. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. 6 above 0 right now in the Twin Cities. What are we heading for? Maybe a little blowing snow out there, but highs near 23, maybe 41 on Tuesday. We'll be joining you for Susie Jones tomorrow morning briefly on the health show and then your money. So join us then. Here on 830, this is WCCO.